Today we want to talk about happiness. There are a lot of definitions out there. Happiness is the absence of pain. Happiness are some ecstatic moments in life, like becoming a parent. And while all of these might be true, we want to focus on some factors which lay the foundation for a happy life, such as sports, music, or healthy eating. They are not in themselves a guarantee for happiness, but might enhance the chance of living a happy life, regardless of a pinpoint definition.
It is our aim to provide reasons why these factors matter with regards to happiness. Thereby, we want to distinguish between factors upon which you do have a direct influence and factors which are more arbitrary and out of your control. As will be shown, there is a lot you can do in order to lay the foundation upon which a healthy life can flourish.
Firstly, I will tell you something about sports and the impact it had on my personal life and regarding my personal happiness. We're talking about being the architect of our own fortune, and there are multiple ways to achieve this. Take sports, for example. Sport is generally known to be a good method to relieve stress and fatigue because exercising causes your body to release endorphins. Also, exercising can be done anytime. You do not necessarily need a gym membership or the most advanced and high-tech equipment in order to work out. A towel and your own body are all that you need. If the weather is good enough, you can go outside and try jogging. And in the event of the weather being rather unfavorable, outside activities can be done at home, such as push-ups, sit-ups, planks, and all that jazz. You don't have to run a marathon or become absolutely shredded in the first few weeks or months after doing some push-ups, and that's perfectly fine. Maybe listen to some music while working out or in order to motivate yourself. Of course, starting to work out is a rather annoying process and can be extremely difficult at first. But believe me when I say that after doing it for a while and doing it routinely, it pays off so much. I've been playing basketball ever since I was 8 years old, and back when I was around 15 to 16, I've had training for 4 times a week. At first, I thought this was going to be exhausting and tiring, but it did the complete opposite. I've started working out at home and in the gym as well, just because it felt so good to work on myself and release all the built-up stress. I realized that staying at home and doing nothing was just horrendous, and if I had to stay at home due to an injury, it was just the absolute worst. However, music also played a big part during my workouts. But maybe Sarah can tell you more about music influencing your happiness.
Music has been a part of my life since I was a child. I interacted with it through the radio, CDs during trips with the car, as well as through music lessons and even playing my own instrument. Sharing the kind of happiness that came with it with friends at my former school orchestra and finding people who felt like me when it came to music, of it being a fundamental part of my life, was a very fulfilling feeling. I actually have an entire playlist I listen to lighten my mood. But this doesn't apply to all music. One song, for example, has always had and still has a way of making me sad. No matter where I am, how I was feeling before, or what kind of weather it is, if I have to listen to the Irischen Segenswünsche, a song often played in the church, for example, I tend to get very sad without any idea why. This kind of disconnect between what the song wants to say, the Irischen Segenswünsche, for example, are a song talking about safe travel and a reunion in the future, and what I feel has been explained by scientists as the difference between perceived and felt emotion. Perceived emotions are what the song wants to say, while felt emotions are what I actually feel. Sometimes, as is the point of many happy songs, these two parts coincide, but this is not always the case. So while music is a factor I can and often do use to influence my own happiness, some songs can achieve the exact opposite. But what about you, Benedict?
Well, if you consider things on which you do have a direct influence, food will be one of the first to come to mind. Every few hours, you are confronted with the decision of what to eat. The problem is that what is most tasty is not necessarily the healthiest. So it's unwise to trust your gut feeling. Recently, I stumbled upon an article that explores how important healthy food is and what is actually the healthiest. Do you know that there are bacteria in your body that are very important for your health? They are called in their entirety microbiome, living your gut environment, on which you should pay special attention.
But how is your belly related to your mood?
Good question, Christos. In the article, it says that 90% of your serotonin receptors are located in this area of your body. Serotonin is the stuff that gets released when you fall in love or do drugs, so one cannot overstate the influence it has on personal well-being. If the bacteria in your belly are not balanced between good and bad ones, the likelihood of illnesses such as asthma or depression increases.
So what can you do to achieve the right balance?
Luckily, muscles and spine are beneficial, and so are strawberries and watercress. In the article, it is stated that foods like these are likely to prevent or help to treat depression. Even though it is not stated directly in the article, I believe that this mood-lifting effect of these foods might also be beneficial to a person not afflicted by depression. It might work like positive psychology. Healthy eating might lift your mood even higher. Just imagine lying lethargically on the sofa after eating a pizza with sauce hollandaise and drinking liters of soft drink. I can assure you out of personal experience that you are unlikely to do anything productive in this state. So, taken all together, it is well worth considering eating healthy.
While you cannot influence the weather, nor the seasons, nor personal affliction which do inevitably arise in life, there are activities and factors upon which you do have a direct influence. I've told you about sport playing an important role in my personal well-being because I know out of first-hand experience that sport is an activity I can always do that makes me feel happier.
And I've told you about the effect music has on my mood. I know exactly which songs make me feel sad and which songs make me feel happy and which songs to avoid.
Lastly, I have described the way in which food is crucial for well-being. Taken altogether, these factors have a considerable effect on mental well-being and ultimately, even though it sounds rather pathetic to say it, on your happiness. Thank you very much for listening.